Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazegna. I'm so glad that you tuned into the program because it's about prayer. Prayer is our lifeblood as Christians. It's where we connect with God. Prayer takes the form of speaking and also listening. I preached a mission at St. Vincent de Paul Church in Houston, Texas, and I talked about prayer. Let's go to the live preaching. I have to tell you that prayer is communication with God. Most of the times we're very familiar with speaking and praising and interceding and using our mouth to pray. But most people don't understand that communication is a two-way street. Communication is speaking, but it's also listening. For example, if you get a telephone call, I notice that the phone receiver itself is comprised of two parts. There's a top part and the bottom part. The bottom part is where you speak into it, and the top part is where you listen. So really, when you're talking on a telephone, when you're communicating, you're doing two things. You're speaking and you're listening. And it's the same way with prayer. Prayer is communication. And in any communication, you have to speak, but you also have to listen. And many people don't realize that about prayer. But God will speak to us. We speak to God when we communicate through our voice, but God also speaks to us in many different ways. And I'm going to break that open to you in just a minute. Somebody once said, and I agree with this, that the reason why we have two ears and one mouth is so that we would listen twice as much as we speak. And that's so true. Think about that. Just your own ears and mouth are a parable in itself, that we ought to be spending a lot of time listening and less time speaking, especially when it comes to prayer. Saint Benedict, the founder of Western monasticism, said something very beautiful. He said this. He said, "Listen with the ears of your heart." And I love that because really what he's saying is that deep within, deep in your heart, you have ears. And I have ears too. We just have to attune them to the voice of God. And I love that psalm that says, "If today you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your heart." See, oftentimes God is speaking and sometimes we can even sense him speaking, but sometimes we harden our heart. We neglect the voice of God. We don't listen as closely as we could or should. And sometimes, especially when we hear God asking us to do some challenging things, we harden our heart. And what we want to do is we want to have a heart that's susceptible, that's open, that's vulnerable to the voice of God. Because the voice of God always comes to give us life and to raise us up. So let me talk about that voice of God. And I want to talk about the multitude of ways that God speaks to us. And I hope that you'll understand that. Not only understand that, but you'll open your heart to God. The first way is conscience. Do you know that you have a conscience? And we need to heed the voice of conscience. And I love what the Catholic Catechism says about conscience. It says that God's voice echoes in the depths of our hearts in our conscience. That our conscience is our innermost sanctuary where God speaks. And I always say to people, you know what? Let your conscience be your guide. Heed the voice of your conscience because your conscience is for you, not against you. It's a place where you can sense God. It's your voice, but God will speak through your voice to help you, to lead you, to guide you. How many people do I talk to that have been caught in adultery? And they tell me, they come to me, now it's too late. You know, it's never too late, but now it's a time where they're hurting. They've gone through the trials and the pain and the hardship of adultery. And they said, you know what, Father? Long ago, before this ever started, I heard in my conscience not to go there, but I went there and I got burnt. And if you're just about to contemplate adultery, maybe you've met somebody and you're kind of going there, you're starting to get emotionally attached, I'm going to ask you to heed the voice of your conscience. And not go there because you're going to get hurt. Nobody avoids it. It's like putting your hand on in a hot oven. Everybody that does it gets hurt, and you'll get hurt too. And let your conscience be your guide. You see, God will speak to you through your conscience. And I remember one time, just to share with you a little bit about my own life,
I was 19 years old, wasn't really going to church or anything, and I remember how God started to speak to me. He had been speaking to me long before, but I started to listen with the ears of my heart in a very special way. And this is what happened. I was a college student, freshman in college, 19 years old. I remember I just started getting up in the morning, and you know, I'd put my legs over the side of the bed. Now I'm just waking up, getting the sleepies out of my eyes, and I'd start looking around my room, and this is what I heard. Cedric, you're not happy. Cedric, there's something more to life, and you're missing it. Cedric, you're not satisfied deep inside. And I go, what is that? Where's that coming from? It was coming from me, but I really believe that it was the voice of God trying to break through to me. So I remember I would get up and I'd wash my face, you know, and I'd go on with my day listening to music, watch TV, talking to all these different people. I'd forget all about that incident. Next morning, same thing would happen. I'd get up in the morning, wasn't even thinking about it, and starting to get the sleepies out of my eyes. I'd look around my room, and you're missing something. You're not happy. There's something more, and you don't know what it is. And wow, God was speaking to me. I just didn't know it at the time. So finally, after weeks of this, where I couldn't get away from it, it's kind of like Jonah running from God, and God keeps pursuing him. And God is the hound of heaven. He'll pursue you, and he'll pursue you too, watching by TV. Listen to the voice of your conscience. Finally, after all that, I decided to do something about the voice. And it's one thing to hear God, but it's another thing to obey. You don't just hear or listen that you obey. In fact, that word in the Latin, to listen, means to obey. It's the same word. To listen means to obey. It's like a mother saying, will you listen to me? Well, obviously the child hears, but what the mother is saying is, will you obey me? And that's so important when you hear the voice of the Lord. Harden not your heart. So what I started to do is I came to the scriptures, and I have my Bible here, and I remember I came to the scriptures because, you know, I had been born and brought up Catholic, and I was taught that truth, meaning, is to be found in the scriptures, in the Bible. So I just started, you know, I'm 19 years old. I don't know where to go. My parents had this family Bible with, you know, all the letters of Jesus, all the words of Jesus were written in red. So I remember I cut out the black and white of the Old Testament because I didn't know what it was in there. And I went right to the red. I mean, I went right to the words of Jesus. And I remember I just, you know, just started in the Gospel of Matthew. It's the first gospel in the Bible. And just went to the Gospels. There's a lot of red there, you know, especially. And then I'll never forget this. Matthew 7:7. If you're a gambler, you'll always remember this. 7:7. And it goes like this. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone... And you're everyone, and I'm everyone. Everyone who asks receives. And to the one who knocks, it will be open. And to the one who seeks, you will find. And I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen these boxing gloves that just kind of go, pfft. This thing like came right out of the Bible and punched me right out of the nose. I sense the voice of God speaking to me through the scriptures. First of all, the voice of God led me to the scriptures. Then now I'm starting to hear the voice of God in the scriptures. In fact, I didn't know it at the time, but Vatican II, the fathers of Vatican II, it said that when we pray, we speak to God. But when we come to the scriptures, God speaks to us. And God was speaking to us. And what he was saying was, through the words of Jesus, he was saying, Cedric, seek me. Ask. Knock. You will receive. And I'm thinking, well, okay, you know, I'm not satisfied. I'm looking for life. I need help. And, you know, I really want more in my life. Maybe I ought to start praying. So that's exactly what I started doing. Now, you know, I'm a teenager. I prayed once in a while, I guess, you know, when I needed to get good grades on my exam or something like that. So I started praying. And things like, I don't know exactly how I prayed, but I said, Lord, you know, I believe that you are there, and I'm not satisfied. I've got a hole. I've got an emptiness deep inside me. I'm not happy, and I'm looking for life. Please help me. I just simple prayer right from my heart. That's all you got to pray. Not rote prayer. Just simply from your heart. Pray from your heart. Pray what you're feeling. Pray your needs. And I didn't know if God was hearing me, but I tried to stay in faith. Well, eventually, it didn't happen right away. This is what I tell people about prayer. You know, you may not receive your answer immediately, but eventually you will if you keep believing and if you keep praying and if you stay in faith. And I love what Jesus says in the Gospels. He said, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, Well, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? And that's just what we're saying. That's all we have to do is ask. Ask in faith. So anyway, what happened to me about 2 months later, I mean, one day I was filled with the Holy Spirit and with the power of God, and my life changed. Now, I went from a person waking up in the morning, not knowing what was going on, thinking I'm missing life, to a person now suddenly God was leading me, filled with the Holy Spirit, touched with the grace of God, and now being led by the sweet Spirit of God. And oh, how my life changed through the voice of God leading me into a deeper relationship. And I believe that God is calling everybody. It wasn't just the fishermen at the Sea of Galilee that Jesus was calling when he said, come follow me. He's calling you. And I believe that he's calling you right now through this TV program. As you're watching at home, maybe some of you are in a hotel room, and you're just waking up, flipping through the channels. God is calling you. You know that you need to be satisfied. You know that you're missing something. You know that God is calling you. Listen to his voice. If today you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your heart. He's loving you. He wants to bring you into the fullness of life, and he wants to touch your heart. So I remember, you know, I continued in the scriptures. I was talking about the multitude of ways that God speaks to you, and I remember I just started to read the Acts of the Apostles, and I would read about the Apostle Paul and how he traveled to Ephesus and Corinth and Athens and Rome and all these different places, preaching the gospel, preaching the word of God, and how people would come to Christ. And I remember how as I was reading that, I was compelled to want to do the same thing. I mean, it was the voice of God in me saying, Cedric, I want you to do that. Well, I'd never dreamed of being a priest or a preacher or anything like that. And, you know, the word is like working in me now and leading me and guiding me. I'm sensing this beautiful call from God. Little did I know that one day I wouldn't be going to, although I've led pilgrimages to Athens and Corinth and all those places, but little did I know that one day I'd be preaching the gospel in Boston and New York and Orlando and San Antonio and Detroit and Fresno and, you know, Baton Rouge and New Orleans and all these different places through TV, never mind where I'm traveling to preach the gospel in these missions. And what I'm trying to say is that in the scriptures, you will find your destiny. God will lead you into a prosperous life. Now, maybe you're not called to be a priest or a preacher. You're called to be a husband, a wife, a business person, a doctor, whatever it is. But the scriptures will lead you and guide you into the fullness of God's will for you if you can listen to his voice. Spend some time in the word. Just go with the daily mass readings. You can usually find those. I like to give out a booklet called The Word Among Us. You can find it there. Magnificat little booklets. You can find them there. You can find the daily scripture readings probably at your church in the bulletin. Just start there. 5 or 10 minutes a day. Spend a little time in it. Listen to what God's telling you. Spend a little time in prayer, and you will discern, I believe, the voice of God. And here's the way it is. I remember my parents used to have a treasure finder. I don't know if you've ever seen these things, you know, at the beach. And people are walking around, and they're scanning, you know, what they're doing is they're looking for money. They're looking for coins. And, you know, they're kind of scanning back and forth and looking. And every once in a while, what happens is if you hit a piece of metal or a bottle top or a coin, when you're right over it, it'll go, it'll beep, and you know that there's something under there. You put it down, and you start to dig to find it. Well, it's the same way with the scriptures, I believe. The scriptures, most of the time, you know, you're kind of looking, you're reading, you know, you're spending time in the Bible, and most of the time, you know, you're not getting a whole lot out of it, and this is why people quit. But every once in a while, as you're scanning and looking and searching, every once in a while, there'll be this nugget. There'll be this silver piece, this gold piece, and God will speak to you. So it's worth all the other times when you're searching and not finding anything for those moments where the boxing glove will hit you, where God will speak to you. Well, he'll refresh you and guide your life and encourage you and comfort you. And it's so worth it. And I've noticed that, you know, people that are, you know, scanning the beach sometimes, they'll actually wear headphones to shut out all the other noise because they don't want to miss it. Any faintest beep they want to get. And it's the same way with us. You know, we ought to try to get all the distractions out of our life and listen for any faint beep or any gracious word from God. You know, listen with the ears of your heart. It's so important. So scriptures are so powerful, and I'm going to invite you to get into the Word of God. Many of you aren't reading the Bible. It's a wonderful place to be, to listen to God's Word, and to hear His voice. But you know, scriptures are not the only place where God speaks to us. He speaks in our conscience. He speaks in the scriptures. And by the way, the fathers of Vatican II, when it comes to scripture, they said, get this, this happened 45 years ago, Vatican II. They said, we forcefully, now get that word, we forcefully exhort all the Christian faithful to come to know Jesus by frequent reading of the divine scriptures. And I want to underline those two words, forcefully and frequent. They were saying, you know, in any uncertain terms, we want you to read the Bible because you can come to know Jesus as you continue in it day after day after day. Frequent reading of the divine scriptures. So this isn't just Father Cedric saying this. This is the fathers, the Pope, the bishops of Vatican II, calling all to come to know the riches. Now, some churches teach that scripture alone is the only place that you can hear the voice of God. But our Catholic Church, we are what's called incarnational. And that simply means that God comes to us in many different ways. He comes to us in our conscience, as I said. He comes to us through the scriptures. But he also comes to us in many other different ways. For example, he'll come to you through creation. He'll speak to us through people. He'll speak to us through animals, through silence, through sacraments, through preaching, through poetry, through music, through artwork. There's a whole multitude of ways. I love what Gerard Manley Hopkins once said, the whole earth is charged with the glory of God. And it's so true. You know, God's glory comes to us in many, many different ways. We just have to have the ears to hear. Remember what I said, St. Benedict, listen with the ears of your heart. For example, let's just talk about a few other ways that God comes to us. God's voice is mediated to us, the wonderful Word of God. People, you know, I mean, sometimes you can look at a baby with that precious innocence, a newborn baby, and see that soft skin and that beautiful little face. I mean, that face will proclaim to you the glory and the innocence and the majesty of God, the softness and the tenderness of God. Just looking at a baby, and you can see God. And I remember one time, you know, other people, I was at the book table one time, I was preaching a mission in northern Houston. It was at the Woodlands. And I'm back there at my book table signing books. You know, people oftentimes love to have their books signed, and I'm having a good time. At that time, I had written 8 books. And right before that, probably about 2 months before that, I had been praying, Lord, you know, I've written 8 books, put all kinds of good stories in there and different things, but I'm not sure where to go next. You know, lead me, guide me, help me. And I really didn't discern God speaking to me in any different way. So I just kept waiting in faith. Well, so there I am. 2 months later, I'm over at the book table, and I'm signing books. And I'll never forget this. As two women come up to me with a big smile on their face. They shook my hand, and they said, God told us to tell you that he wants you to write a book for young people, for teenagers. It was another one of those boxing glove moments when, you know, you get hit right in the nose with a boxing glove. Through those people, through those two women, and I'll never forget them, God was speaking to me, and you know what? I thought to myself, of course, young people. I cut my teeth as a youth minister, ministering to young people, and now God is inviting me, I sense, to write a book for young people. And so I finally did. I got to work at it because I really sensed that it was God calling me to this. And I wrote a book called, get the name of this book, God's Not Boring. I went to visit a youth minister one time in Slidell, Louisiana. And I said, I'm about to write a book for young people, and if you could say any one thing to young people, what would you say? And she said, oh, that's easy, Father. Tell them God's not boring. And that's the title of the book. That book has become a bestseller. It's written for teenagers, people in their 20s and 30s, has all kinds of good stories. I talk about sex and body image and prayer and coming to know God and, you know, all the issues that touch young people's hearts. And my main thing is, what I'm trying to say is this, that God spoke to me through those two women coming up to me at that time. I'll never forget that. God can speak to you in many different ways. I remember it was the prophet Balaam. He's riding a donkey, and all of a sudden the donkey turned around and God started speaking to him through the donkey. And what I'd like to tell people is, you know what, if God can speak to you through an ass, Certainly God can speak to you through your husband or your wife or your boss. See, Jesus can speak to you in all kinds of different ways. The cross, music, people, music. I remember one time I was just listening to a rock and roll song. You know, sometimes people will hear the voice of Jesus in a symphony. Well, for me, it's rock and roll. You know, I just like to listen to rock and roll. I was listening to a song, I don't even know the name of the group. And the song was, "Don't Worry, Be Happy." And I had all these worries and anxieties and everything, and I'm hearing, "Don't worry, be happy." And I'm thinking, yeah, you know, I just got to let go of the worries and trust God and be happy. And maybe you're full of worry and anxiety here this morning or wherever, whatever time it is for you. But don't worry. Be happy. Trust in Jesus. Let your anxieties go. You know, I always tell people also another place that God comes to us is silence. Just spend some time in quiet. I like to tell people silence is the cathedral where God's voice resounds. And there may be distractions, but I'll tell you, if you can just get quiet, you will sense the presence of God with you in a powerful way. And silence is a beautiful way where God will speak. There's so many different ways that God speaks. I remember one time I was where you can discern the voice of God. I was just driving down the road when I lived in Sacramento, driving down a highway. I see a billboard. And on the billboard, it says, "Expand your influence." And I mean, that struck me like a ton of bricks. And I was thinking at the time, this was years ago, I hadn't even started writing a book yet. But I wanted to reach out to a lot more people. And I sensed God telling me, "Cedric, expand your influence. Reach out to more people." But in order to do that, it just doesn't fall on you. You got to get to work. So I began writing my first book called Live Passionately. And that started to expand my influence. That led to taping my talks, audio tapes. That led to producing. That led to reaching out in TV. Now God is opening all kinds of doors for me to expand my influence. And it all began, well, it began before the billboard, but the billboard was another influence, another moment for me of sensing God leading me and guiding me in different directions. So God will speak to you in all kinds of different ways. Music, billboards, people, animals, creation. Well, let's talk about creation really quickly. I remember one time I was out golfing, and I wrote a book called Golf and God. It's to try to reach out to people that spend more time on a golf course on Sunday than they do in church on Sunday. And I remember I told this story in this book, Golf and God. It's all about finding God in your leisure time and listening to his voice when you're playing. I always say pray and play. Well, one time I was walking down the course, and it was about the 15th hole. I was there in Sacramento, springtime, beautiful spring day. And I'm out there walking, and as I'm walking, I look. And on the side there, you know, I was playing with three other guys, and they just kept walking. I noticed some wildflowers. So I put my bag down, and I thought I'd just spend a moment and look at, because I love creation. I love animals. I love flowers. I love stars and the ocean and different things. So I just kind of walked over, and I see these wildflowers. The sun was shining right on the wildflowers, vibrant colors. And I bent over, and I touched one of them, and it was a velvety, beautiful texture. And as I'm looking at these wildflowers, and I felt that beautiful touch, and I was smelling the fresh air, all of a sudden I sensed deep within me, in my conscience, the voice of God that told me, "Cedric, not even Solomon, in all of his glory, was arrayed like one of these." And I got goosebumps, and I thought, here I am golfing. There's millions of people in turmoil. There's all kinds of problems and wars throughout the world. And God cares enough to speak to me on a golf course. And I'm telling you, God will speak to you wherever you are. He loves you. You just gotta have the ears to hear. I remember one time I was on a retreat, and I'm looking up at the stars. It was out in the Big Sur, California, right on the edge of the ocean. I'm looking up at the stars, and you could see the milk of the Milky Way. And I was so inspired by that to become the best that I could be, because I realized that I'm made in the image of God, and look what God has done. And if God has done this, then surely I can realize my potential. And what I love to tell people is who you are is God's gift to you, but who you become is your gift to God. And when we pray, certainly we pray using our words, but prayer is also communication where God speaks to us. And I'm inviting you to listen with the ears of your heart. And when you do, all these different ways, music, creation, people, scripture, conscience, you will sense God speaking to you. You know what he'll say to you? He'll say over and over again, I love you. I'm with you. I will never, ever fail or forsake you. And as you listen, may you sense the blessing of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I hope you were inspired by my talk on prayer. It's in the silence. It's in the listening that you can have a deep relationship with God. I get all kinds of different letters from people, and I got a letter from a woman, really touched me. She said, Father Cedric, I have learned through you that the Holy Spirit loves me. In all my years of school, Catholic school, I was afraid that God was out to get me. Thank you for helping me to find God's love. That was precious. And then I got another note from a woman, and she said, because of your TV and your books, it's made my relationship with Jesus, and she underlined this, real again. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. I preach about prayer. I preach about a personal relationship with Jesus. I preach about passion. I preach about suffering. I preach about change. All basic themes to help you to go forward in your life and to live with passion. The reason I can do this, the way I can do this, is because I have partners and benefactors and those who give either one time or periodically every month. Some people give every week on my website. Because the production of Live with Passion and airing, I have to buy airtime, it's expensive. Would you pray about and would you consider becoming a partner with my ministry? Thank you for this. You've heard me preach. You know that I preach, what I preach is orthodox. Please help me to get this message out to everybody. So what you can do is call that number. You can write me at that address, or you can order one of those envelopes online if you want. And I thank you in advance for becoming a partner with me and supporting Live with Passion all around the country. Thank you, thank you, thank you in advance. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.